Today in Science from Wired.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Tech still isn't doing enough to care for the environment. Priscilla Chomba-Kinyua, CTO of Greenpeace, says technology firms must shape up, and consumers and business clients should walk away if they don't. By Stephen Armstrong. We are in a climate crisis, and technology can be either a part of the problem or a force for good, says Greenpeace CTO Priscilla Chomba-Kinyua. According to the International Panel on Climate Change, she explains, we have less than 7 years before Earth becomes really difficult to live on. Last year alone, the world witnessed wildfires in North America, floods in southern Africa, and even the double tragedy of floods and fires in places like Greece, she says. Social media allows people from across the world to communicate, but we're seeing misinformation, disinformation, and a wanton disregard for sustainability by some of these platforms, and unfortunately, people don't have many other options. Chomba-Kinyua says that VCs, startups, investors, and technologists should invest in alternative platforms that are green, that are ethical, that are value-based, and that give us an alternative to what we have right now, being built by people so passionate about the environment that they will not sell out in the name of profits. Even though conventional investment is supposed to maximize shareholder value, she argues, investing in these platforms is a price worth paying, as customers will soon be demanding action. Chomba-Kinyua salutes companies already taking action, such as Hyundai, which recently committed to stop supplying the heavy machinery used for illegal mining in the Amazon. This was possible, she says, through the use of satellite imagery and pressure from leaders in indigenous communities, which led to a report that Hyundai couldn't ignore. Good data, she explains, is vital. Greenpeace has been using it since 2009 to persuade some tech giants to switch to 100% renewable energy. For those that refused, the campaigning NGO just walked away. Other organizations should do the same, she says. What if you could use your influence to apply pressure on these organizations to change, she asks. Say, we've looked at the data, we've looked at your plans. You're not doing enough, and we won't give you our money. Then maybe we can make a little bit more of a change. Finally, she says businesses need to work with communities from places like Senegal, Zambia, Nigeria, Bangladesh, and Mexico to understand and support their movements. Sit with the elders in their communities, listen to the indigenous knowledge that allowed them to coexist with nature, and start to reapply some of those principles, she suggests. They are scrambling for their lives. Chomba-Kinyua also says that conversations on AI need to focus on the planet. We're talking about values, ethics, and putting guardrails in place, but we can't do that without talking about the environment, she argues. We need to think through the environment cost of AI. It has the potential to help us solve some of humanity's grand challenges, but that's only useful if humanity has a livable planet. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more science news at wired.com/science.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.